This week on Don't Miss the Bus, we're climbing the Alps and heading to Switzerland. We're going to learn about some Swiss delicacies. We're going to find out why dogs are microchipped. And Mark's going to take a stab at how much a Big Mac is.
I'm Rory Kerr.
And I'm Mark Fay.
This is the podcast where two tour guides reflect on 15 years of travel to seven continents and over 120 countries. Each episode we will be focusing on a country from both a tour guide and a backpacker's perspective. We are no experts, but our hilarious and often bizarre stories will keep you informed on the do's, the don'ts, and the hidden melons that will surely get you excited for your next big adventure.
All right. Hello, everybody. All right. I'm a little bit grumpy this morning. Rory knows this. I'm not happy. But what makes me happy is talking about an amazing country. Pretty excited. Today, we're talking about one of my favorite countries in the whole world, and that's Switzerland. So, Rory, Switzerland, it's not called Switzerland. It's actually officially the Swiss Confederation, and it has a population of 8.5 million people, 26 cantons. The capital city is Bern, and of course, languages, there's four they speak: German, French, Italian, and Romnish. Rory.
Mark, good morning. Yes, Switzerland is, it's a beautiful country. It is picturesque, something out of a storybook. But surprisingly, do you know that Switzerland has one of the highest gun ownership rates in the world?
Yeah, it's to keep people like you out of their property.
Oh, yeah. But funnily enough, they have one of the lowest crime rates. It's because most Swiss people, or all Swiss people, do military service, and then they bring their guns home after military service, but they don't bring their ammunition. Okay, Mark, what is your personal experience in Switzerland?
So they've all got guns, like in the cabinets?
Yeah.
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 That makes sense.
Like just in the cabinets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's where guns go, in gun cabinets. What have you done in Switzerland? When have you been there?
So I have, I've been lucky. I've lived in Switzerland. You've stayed with me when I was in Switzerland.
You got a Swiss bank account?
I had a Swiss bank account.
Ooh.
Very, this wasn't a dodgy one. There was no money laundering, none of that sort of jazz. You know, there's more.
Because let's be real, you're not smart enough to do that.
I don't even know what the word laundering means. Is that laundering? Do you wash clothes?
No, they put the money in the laundry machine.
They put it in the laundry machine and wash it, and it cleans the money?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where it gets its name?
Yeah. Breaking Bad. Same thing.
No, I lived in Switzerland. I've worked in Switzerland. Oh, geez, I've been to Switzerland many, many times. I'd go there 8-9 times a year for work.
How did you get your first job in Switzerland? How did that go down?
You're talking about the ski job?
Yeah, the ski job. Tell the listeners.
How did I get it?
Yeah, remember you showed me, is this a good ski resort to work at? And he shows me the thing, and I'm looking up, I had never heard of it, looked up Verbier. I'm like, Mark, this is one of the top ski resorts in the world where the rich and famous go to work and play and live, and they're offering you a job there. Oh, so it's good, Rory. I'm like, yeah, it's good, Mark.
You gave me some good advice, actually, because when I said, oh, mate, yeah, I've got my interview. Yeah, I've got to go over to Geneva and impress. Rory's like, oh, what are you wearing? I'm like, oh, you know, I wear some nice shorts, a good T-shirt. He told me to wear some nice pants, nice shoes, nice shirt, and I got the job. I bluffed my way through the job.
Did you come across any famous people while you were there?
I did, but before we get onto that, I just want to skip forward a little bit.
Okay.
So I've never, ever been fired from a job. Yeah. Still to this day, I haven't been fired, but the closest I've ever been was in Switzerland. I basically got fired without getting fired. Can I tell you what happened?
Tell away.
So I was in Switzerland. As you know, I was a bit of a party animal in Switzerland. Love my nights out, love my frothies, especially with some of my good mates, including Langers, who you know. I was given the job to run some passengers to the Geneva airport. It's a 2-hour journey and then back to Verbier. So a 4-hour journey in total. And that night, there was the closing party for Le Rouge, which is one of the biggest pubs in Verbier. And I was obviously excited. I was getting back late, so I was going to be halfway through the party. So my thought process was I would take the work vehicle.
Plan ahead.
Have all my clothes ready underneath my work gear. So I would literally get to Le Rouge, park up, have a quick beer in the van to just calm myself because I'm coming in late. Don't want to be that sober guy. and then get into the party and have a good time. And that's exactly what I did. Yeah. I had a good time, got on the frothies, had my whiskey shots. I was by about 2 hours in, you know, pretty legless. I then, about 4 hours passes and I get to the next bar. And I see my boss in the distance. This is quite late at night.
He was partying too, was he?
He wasn't partying.
He wasn't jumping around? He was jumping around, though. He was trying to look for you, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I looked at him. And then for some reason, first time of the whole night, I looked at my phone. And I looked at my phone and had 20 missed calls from my boss. And I'm like, okay, 20 missed calls from my boss. Not a good sign at midnight. I'm seeing my boss at midnight. Not a good sign. And I see him put his finger out to me and call me in, points me in, you know, like a little schoolboy, like I'm in trouble.
Yeah. And you hung your head?
No, I didn't. I was so drunk. I was like, this is going to be awkward. So he brings me outside and he's like, Mark, where are the car keys? I said, they're in my pocket. Why? What's up? You know, I parked the car at Le Rouge. He's like, you have blocked everybody in to the backside of Verbier where you parked your van. So what do you mean I blocked them in? There's only one entrance to the back of Le Rouge where all the accommodation is. There literally would have been probably 100 plus people trying to get to their accommodation. They would have had to walk kilometers. Oh. And my first reaction when he told me this was I chuckled, I laughed. You can imagine how that went down.
What type of clientele are we talking here? How much did they pay? Who was there?
Yeah, you wouldn't get a client less than on $1 million salary.
$1 million.
It's the land of the rich and the famous. And yeah. I was taken around the Brantons. I was taken around Jamie Oliver. Taken around Jason Statham. Kevin Spacey.
Skypey.
Yep. Oh, the guy. Yep. Look, I'm a big deal. What about you, Rory? What's your...
Well, experience? So my first experience in Switzerland, I was 18. We were living on shoestrings, backpacking, Euro-railing around Europe. And we thought, oh, yeah, we've got to go to Switzerland. We jumped on a train, headed to Geneva. Oh, yeah, we'll be able to find some cheap accommodation. No way. We ended up in the YHA living on... pasta and
that's a hostel, by the way,
watching trashy German movies because we couldn't afford to do anything else. It was so expensive. I think we walked around the place. We couldn't even afford bikes. So yeah, that was my first experience. And then of course when we led tours for that tour company through Europe.
I just have to stop. Why are you calling it that tour company?
I don't really want to say.
You don't want to promote it?
No, okay. No, we don't want to promote that tour company. But they used to stop a lot in Switzerland. They used to stop in Interlaken on every tour.
Yeah, in Wildersville.
Wildersville.
At a hotel.
And we went to Lucerne quite a bit.
Beautiful place, Lucerne.
It is. We used to stay quite a bit out of Lucerne, though.
Yeah.
Because getting accommodation in Lucerne was
impossible. But, Rory,
would it be
fair to say anywhere you stay in Switzerland, you can't really go wrong?
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
You're never 15 miles away from a lake in Switzerland. So you're always going to have beautiful Alps. Or if you don't have Alps, you're going to have a lake. You're going to have glaciers. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. You can never, ever go wrong.
Remember down in Wildersville, did you ever go to the fridge? So in this little town, they used to have a fridge. And inside, they'd have milk and cheese. And it was for anybody in the neighborhood could come up and grab their milk and cheese out of it. And there was a donation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you could take as much milk and cheese as you want.
Did you do that?
Yeah. You've never seen it?
No, I never saw it.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really good. And all the houses are handcrafted because carpenters, it was a trade that was... promoted. They used to go traveling around Europe and then come back.
Yeah.
And they were called journeymen, and they would carve out all the houses, and they took real pride in how they constructed these houses.
Wonderful.
It's that time.
Bust my head in. Oi, bruv, I'm going to bust your head in.
What about Switzerland buses your head in?
Well, buses my head in, Rory. It's something very, very small, but something which does irritate me. And I think because I'm from Ireland and Australia, this gets to me. It's the kisses on the cheek.
Kisses on the cheek? You don't like?
I can handle a kiss on the cheek if I know how many. Switzerland changes. There's areas that are one, areas that are two, areas that are three, areas that are even four kisses on the cheek. It's very awkward, Rory, when you're going in to meet somebody, especially somebody that you know, and you forget whether it's the two kids, the three kids. So I would always just get carried away. I would say, you know what? We're going to do more than four. We're doing
just
it.
Go for it.
I used to win
marathon of kisses.
I would do to, for instance, Sue, who was one of the hotel ladies we stayed at. Love Sue. Had a little bit of a crush on Sue. Hello, Sue. And I would always give her six, seven kisses. I'd say, Sue, it's coming. You know it's coming. She did enjoy that. But it does bust my head in, Rory. I don't like the inconsistency of that.
Yeah.
And the other thing that busts my head in, and you touched on it just before, are these outrageous prices. Okay, I get it. It's a beautiful country. I get it. Beautiful countries come with high prices. But some of those prices in certain areas were just... You need to be almost a millionaire to afford some of those prices. What about you? What buses your head in?
Okay. Well, this is from my experience. So Switzerland is a country that things don't change quick. It was one of the last countries in Europe to allow women to vote. And even though a quarter of the population are immigrants that moved to Switzerland, it's the Swiss way. And that's the only way. Mm-hmm. Okay. And fair enough, it works for them. But it doesn't allow for much change. There's not much acceptance of difference and changing things. They have a lot of immigrants. Things work to a T, but it's the Swiss way or nothing else. And that sort of a little bit narrow-minded compared to other countries around it.
Do you not think that that makes the country unique, special?
I would say unique. I wouldn't say special. I think it's pretty narrow-minded in some ways because it's the Swiss way. And look, it works for them. So why change it? But for me, I wouldn't live in the country for that reason.
You know, it's
beautiful, but no.
It's funny. I'm hearing the Swiss way, but I'm also hearing the Rory way because it's your way or the highway.
Am I Swiss, Emma?
You're basically a Swiss military soldier. Yes. If we don't do things what you want to do, you'll have a tantrum. You'll get in a mood.
Painting another narrative. So this morning, Mark's been in a bad mood. He's been complaining that I touched the crackers wrong. I put them in the dip wrong.
No, it's that you're...
Now he's trying to paint a picture of me.
You'll get a cracker. And like normal people, you put your cracker in the dip. You put it, there may be like a sausage or a bit of cheese on it, put it in your mouth, away you go. Rory's way of doing it, instead of grabbing one cracker, he'll put his finger over three or four crackers, he'll put his cracker in the dip, and he'll have dip all over his thumbs and fingers, so there's excess dip.
All over my fingers.
It's all over your fingers. You're painting this narrative. I'm going to film you, and I'm going to post it on the DMTV website.
And you'll probably film multiple takes because you won't get what you're talking about.
It's very frustrating. But go on. I'm irritated.
Mark, it's time for me to take control. I want that power back.
I have the power!
But let's start with you, Mark. If you had the power to change something in Switzerland... what would it be?
Okay. This is a segment I've asked him to give me warning for. This is the third time.
You don't want the power.
You know what?
See, this is what happens.
I want the power for you.
You complain when you don't have the power. You've got the power.
Shut your mouth.
Tell us what you'd change about Switzerland.
Okay. You want to know what I would change? I'd change nothing. And I'm not saying that is an easy way out. I love the country of Switzerland. It's probably my favorite country in the world. If I could live anywhere in the world, it would be Switzerland. What's the most spoken language in Switzerland?
German.
Swiss German. It's different. The language is written in German, but the language spoken is Swiss German.
But at the end of the day, it's German.
Okay. On behalf of all Swiss people, I apologize for him offending your culture and your language. It's Swiss German, Rory. It's different. Grüezi!
Yeah, it's Swiss German because the Swiss need to have it their way. And they can't just say we're speaking German. No, no, no. It's Swiss German. Rory, our way.
I feel you're speaking Rory English right now and you just need to be quiet. No, I wouldn't change much. I love everything. I love the banks, the watches, the pocket knives, the cheese, the chocolate. Can't get enough of it. But what would you want to have the power to change? Because I feel there's something brewing.
So what I'm hearing, Mark, is you were given the power and you don't know how to use it. But I feel that when you hear what your noble leader across from you has the power to do, you will appreciate it. And this is why, if either of us was to be a leader, it's got to be me. Okay, if I had the power, I would give Roger Federer some magical potion to turn back the clock. What an athlete. What an ambassador to the sport. Can you imagine if he was just starting off again and we got to enjoy all those golden years? What about that, Mark? Can you argue with my power and how I used it?
I can't argue with that. You know my weak spot. I was angry this morning. I was angry about 20 seconds ago. You got me happy again. I just wish I was wearing my Roger Federer hat.
Roger Federer
is getting better. No, great champion, 20 Grand Slams and more to come, hopefully. But yeah, age is certainly against him. Good call, Rory.
Mark, can you hear that? Is it time?
Eyes forward, pens down, ride the bus quiz.
This week on the Ride the Bus quiz, it is my turn to quiz Mark. He's been doing pretty well. He's got a good average so far. Question one, Mark. He's looking at his notes, trying to get some extra information, hoping that he can get some extra melons. 20% of the Alps are in Switzerland. Hop on or hop off?
Again, how you phrase the question makes no sense. Are you saying 20% of the world's Alps?
20% of the Alps, the mountain range, the Alps.
Where?
The European Alps.
No, I'm not happy with this question. I will answer it, but okay. I'm not happy with it. 20% of the Alps is Swiss. I'm going to hop off the bus.
You think more or less?
I would think probably less.
You're correct. Less than 15% of the Alps are in Switzerland. Austria, Italy, and France have over 20%.
Rory, you didn't give me much wiggle room, by the way. 15% and 20% are awfully close. You really are taking this quiz pretty serious.
Yeah, if you want your melon. No, if you want your melons.
I see the game you're playing. Don't worry, I'm looking forward to the next quiz.
Okay, question two. A Swiss Big Mac costs the equivalent of $8.
I'm going to hop on the bus. That's about right.
Hop off. It's $7.
This is... No, that is... I'm not taking this.
It's the most expensive Big Mac in the world. Switzerland is constantly ranked in the top two for the most expensive countries to live in. And what other country is most expensive, usually with Switzerland? They're the top two.
It would be somewhere in Scandinavia, I would have thought.
They're usually third, fourth. It's Bermuda. Bermuda and Switzerland always use top two. That's one out of two. 50%, you're doing all right.
You gave me a dollar leeway to work with.
Tough. You spent a lot of time in Switzerland. You like McDonald's. Okay, question three.
Okay, first of all, I don't like McDonald's. And secondly, you're asking me to do a conversion rate to a country that I've never lived in. America, that is. This is terrible.
Excuses. Question three.
$7.
All dogs in Switzerland are microchipped.
That's a really, really good question. I'm going to say hop on.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah.
And some dogs are also taxed,
yep,
depending on the canton that they live in. You can't own one guinea pig, fish, or mouse because they are social animals and you have to own at least two.
And dog owners are also required to take a training course to learn how to properly care for their pets.
Yeah, and take them out for walks and all of that stuff. So that's two out of three. Good work. Question number four. It is illegal to give your child a name that is going to damage their future interests.
It wouldn't surprise me if that is a law, because they have some pretty unique and special laws. A name that's going to damage their... I'm going to hop on.
It is correct. We can't give them brand names, objects, place names, or biblical names of unsavory characters.
So biblical names. So Mark is out. Okay, never mind.
Of unsavory characters is Mark, and like Judas is probably an unsavory character. Mark.
I don't know what unsavory means, but yeah, continue.
Okay, question number five. That's three out of four. Whew.
The song Smoke on the Water was written about a lake in Switzerland.
Who sings it?
I can't give you that.
Because you don't know.
I do know.
Written about a lake in Switzerland. I'm going to hop off the bus.
Bum bum. Hop on. Deep Purple were recording an album in the town of Montreux on Lake Geneva when they noticed a fire and smoke coming from the Montreux Theatre during a Frank Zappa concert. The song was written about that night. Do you know that Montreux is also the second biggest jazz festival in the world?
No, jazz. Yeah,
jazz. So Montreal's the biggest and Montreux's the second. And your who's who of music artists have played there. Pop artists, rap artists, everything.
And is New Orleans isn't one or two?
No, well, the concert, the biggest concerts are in Montreal and Montreux.
There you go. Interesting.
There you go. You learnt a bit. So that's 3 out of 5. Pretty good.
Not bad. Pretty good. Not bad.
Not good either.
Local legend. Fast Five.
Who have we got today, Mark, for our local legend Fast Five?
We have a beautiful, beautiful young lady by the name of Kim. Have you met Kim before?
I've met Kim, yes.
You met Kim. So Kim, so when we would stay in Switzerland for our job touring around Europe, Kim was the daughter of the hotel owner where we would stay at. And the hotel owner is actually a bit of a local celebrity.
He is.
He represented Switzerland in downhill skiing and also coached the Switzerland National Olympic team a few years back. So we're going to have a chat to Kim. So really looking forward to this chat.
All right. So we are very, very excited now because we're going to be talking to, she's basically the queen. She's the princess. She's the main lady of one of, if not my favorite countries in the world. We have Kim on the line. Hello, Kim.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Kim, where are we calling you? Where are you?
I'm in Wildersville. That's a village next to Interlaken in the wonderful Bernese Oberland, which is part of Switzerland.
Kim, me, all the listeners, we're dying with how amazing and beautiful your accent is. Oh, it's melting all of our hearts. Hey, Kim, maybe you could just tell a few of the listeners how you and I know each other.
We know each other because Mark was working for Expat for how many years? You said 8 years?
It would have been 8 years.
And I was working in the Hotel Schönbühl, which is the hotel of my family. So that's how we met. I was on the bar and then Mark came in with a bunch of people, a big group, and yeah.
I love how it just goes hand in hand, the word bar and Mark brings a group. I love that. It's just typical. Yeah,
that's it perfectly, huh?
And Kim, you say your family, it really is our family, because I'm kind of a part of your family as well, right?
That's true.
Hey, Kim, if we would go to Switzerland, or, you know, tourists were to go to Switzerland, or anybody visit it, what sort of food would we expect in Switzerland?
So our kitchen in Switzerland is very hearty, and of course, it contains a lot of cheese. What you should try, or what you will expect, is fondue or raclette.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically Swiss food, contains cheese. Fondue is a pot in the middle of a table, which you share with your whole table, which has just cheese in it, and then you put bread in it year round, and then you eat it. And raclette is something similar. What's also typically in Switzerland is rösti, which is hash brown. We serve it a lot with real sausages and onion sauce or other different kinds of meat. But in Switzerland, every canton has its own specialities. Always a bit different where you are. Like in Graubünden, which is east part of Switzerland, they have Bündner Gerstesuppe, which is like barley soup, which they are very known for, but try everything you can, which is Swiss food. You will love it.
And do the Swiss people take a lot of pride in their food? Is it a big part of the culture, the food, or is it more about sort of other things, you know, like the Alps and the pocket knives and watches, that kind of thing, which we probably not most for?
It's definitely part of it, the food. So but we also have other different stuff, like we are very known for the watches and the jewelry we have and like different other stuff. But more or less, our exports, our goods of Switzerland, our products and from the chemical and pharmaceutical industry, watches and machines.
Ooh la la, and, look at you, huh? But pharmaceuticals.
Course, yeah. There is also a big export of tea all over the world.
It's so good. It's one of the things I miss most about Switzerland. And you know what, Kim? Whenever I go to Switzerland, there'd be a few unique things in your culture. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about Swiss culture, which is a little bit different or a little bit unique?
What's typical for Switzerland is the alpine farming. It has a long, long history. Today, it is assumed that as early as 4000 BC, I'm sure most of the people know the story about Heidi and the Kaiserpeter, the little girl who lived up in the mountains with the goat, her grandpa and friend. Do you know the story, Mark?
I'm thinking, how can I best pretend that I know what she's talking about? No idea. What's the story?
About Heidi. Oh, it's a long story, but it's just a girl who lives with her grandpa up in the mountains, and they have goats. Mm-hmm. And then she met that nice boy called Kaiserpeter, not Mark. Then the story starts. I'm sure there is a English film you can watch.
I was
on Netflix or whatever.
I was the evil Australian Irish beast that they tried to keep away from the girl. I think that's how the story ended, if my memory serves me correctly.
Kim, I think so.
What would you say is something hidden that you must not miss if you go to Switzerland? Is there something like maybe that we don't know about that we should visit or do in Switzerland?
I can tell you what I like in Switzerland, because I'm not kind of a tourist because I live here, but a must-see or hit of Switzerland is the Engadin, which is eastern part of Switzerland in the canton Graubünden. There is our only national park, which is stunning, so beautiful nature. If you have the time, you should definitely visit the Engadin. And St. Moritz is also known, I guess, in the world. It's a rich village up there in the Engadin, which you just can pass if you like. It's perfect mm-hmm. for hiking, mountain biking, or of course skiing if you're here in winter. And then one of my most favorites is the Emmental. It has a unique hilly landscape with typical old houses. Signau is the city you should visit. It's considered one of the most beautiful villages we've got in Switzerland. And of course, then the Bernese Oberland. But believe me, it's not the Jungfraujoch, which is a must-see around here. There are so many other places which are much more beautiful, which just if you're in a hotel, just ask the lady or the bull man from reception. She will tell you, or you can call me. Come around, I show you where those places are. But I don't tell you right now because I don't want that everybody's going there.
You want to keep it very special and unique. I like that. Well, we only have about three. Yeah. We have about three listeners, Kim. So you're probably okay. We're not that big yet, but after this, perhaps we might be bigger because everybody is tuning in to listen to you, Kim. I can tell you that much right now. Hey, what about, are there any festivals or events that take place in Switzerland? Like any, I don't know, music festivals or anything that is quite popular?
Yeah, of course we have normal music festivals, big festivals like the Frohefeld, St. Gallen, the Gurte, which is like music, pop music, hip-hop, rock and stuff. We also have a Greenfield, which is a rock festival in Interlaken. But like typical festivals in Switzerland, I think, are the Alpabzug, the Alpine Departure at the end of summer. After 4 months of summer in the mountains, the herds of cows, they return to lowland. And it's very nice. So the cows, they have all flowers on the head. And then we have big parties down in the villages where we celebrate that they come back and bring down the nice cheese.
I remember that. Yeah, that's a beauty. And how often does that happen?
Is it
once a year?
It's once a year. It's coming soon. It's always end of September.
Ah, awesome.
So it soon starts. Yep.
Hey, Kim, what would you say? Then, of course, like, so Switzerland's my, it probably literally is, if it's not my favorite country, it's one of my favorites, but it probably would be,
I think up there is number one, if not number two. What's the best thing about living in Switzerland?
The best thing, landscape and nature, I would say. The variation of the landscape from steep mountains up to 4,000 meters over sea level to hilly landscapes like the Emmental or the Seeland.
Mm-hmm.
The blue lakes that we've got that invite you to swim and the number of sporting activities that these landscapes offer, it's just simply beautiful and a big variation. What's also pretty is that we have the four seasons. They are all present with us. So the landscapes, they always change. And yeah, of course, it's home, a place where I belong to. So, yeah.
Home is where the heart is. I know. You know what? It is. It
That's
is.
True, yeah.
And I know that too well, having a Swiss family with you guys. So I know all too well about living and having that home feeling in Switzerland. And I'm looking forward to returning, Kim. So make sure you put on the kettle for me. I'm looking forward for you making me a nice cup of tea and us having some nice Rösti together.
I will, Mark, of course.
Hey,
just let me know.
What's the worst thing about living in Switzerland? Is there anything you'd change?
The worst thing about Switzerland. Personally, I would be happy if more and faster measures against global warming were implemented at home and abroad from Switzerland.
Yeah, that you want them to be stronger.
Yeah, secure the future for our next generations, right? That's the only thing I think we should kick in our asses and move a little bit faster as we can now. But everything else is more than perfect fine.
Look at you, you little world savior. Look, save the world superhero. Yeah, that's good. No, I like that answer. That was very deep as well. Very good, Kim. No, that's a goodie. You know, I'm the same. You know, I'm passionate about that sort of stuff, as you would know. hey, Kim, last question I've got for you. Or in fact, two last questions. Number one, what advice would you give to somebody traveling to your country for the first time? And the second question I have for you is Swiss public transport. It's renowned for being amazing. Is that true?
So our public transportation is pretty much amazing, yes. We have a very well-developed train network and bus network. So more or less to every mountain village, there is a transportation you can go or take. The best options I would suggest are the Swiss Travel Pass or something similar.
Yeah.
We have several passes you can buy online already before you come or right here. So you can really discover the hidden corners in Switzerland, and really those train rides are just stunning because you go to places where you can't drive with your car. And more or less in every village or big city you go, when you have an apartment or a hotel where you check in, they give you guest cards where you can use the public transportation in the areas for free. That's also very well nice.
And Kim, you being Swiss and getting to go on these trains and buses and drive around, does it ever get old how beautiful Switzerland is? Do you get sick of it, or is it just still somewhere that you think is just absolutely stunning?
It's just absolutely stunning. I mean, Mark knows the view from my home. And every morning when I wake up, it's something wow. It's so beautiful.
It reminds...
You never get tired of it.
Absolutely. It reminds me a lot of you, Kim. Beautiful. And you can never get tired looking at you as well. So,
oh, come on.
Hey, Kim, that is an outstanding summary about Switzerland. And I want to say thank you for giving us a wicked synopsis. I'm sure like you could probably chat for another good little while about Switzerland. There's so much to see, so much to do. But Kim, I want to say thank you for joining us, and don't miss the bus. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Thank you. Have a lovely evening, guys.
Did somebody say DMTB top three?
Mark, what's your DMTB top three tips for Switzerland? So Switzerland, there's a few tips, Rory, and I'm going to go a little bit out there because I've actually got a couple more than three. Is that all right?
Whoa, ho, ho.
I've done my research. When I say I've done my research, I've spent a lot of time in Switzerland. Rory, first thing, chocolate. You know I like the chocolate.
I do. Yeah. I do.
Swiss eat more chocolate than just about any other country in the world.
So your tip is to eat chocolate?
No, my tip is to buy chocolate from the supermarket, not from these little local stores. They sell most of the same chocolate. You get it for about a quarter of the price in the supermarket.
Nice.
Tip number one. Tip number two, Rory. What is the one thing that you have access to everywhere in Switzerland that's pouring down from the taps? Everywhere in Switzerland, you can fill up your water bottle.
Oh, I don't know. What else pours out of taps, Mark?
Out of Alps? From the Alps?
Coca-Cola? Is it lemonade?
It's not lemonade.
Oh, orange juice?
Is
it coffee?
You're on the right track. That same color as lemonade. It's water.
Water. Whoa.
Carry a water bottle with you everywhere you go. Fill up water for free. Do not go to Switzerland and buy water. Tip number three. Don't take taxis. Take the public transport. Take the trains. Buy a Swiss pass. You can get on their public transport really cheaply all around Switzerland. And if you're staying at a hotel in Switzerland, ask for a free bus pass. You a lot of the time get free public transport when you're staying at a hotel. And one last thing, Rory, for my DMTB top three, is cheese fondue, rosti, which is kind of it's like potatoes, hash brown, really, really tasty. Order ahead. Don't get to the restaurant and order there. Order ahead so that they can have a few hours preparing it. And you'll find a wealth of difference in the quality of the cheese and the rosti.
So surprisingly, rosti, it's grated up potatoes and deep fried. Switzerland once upon a time, especially in certain cantons, was very poor. And that's what they used to eat. So they still eat that to today. And the cheese in the fondue was leftover cheese that they would just melt down and put stale bread and dip it in.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how fondue and rosti came to be.
Right.
Okay, so we all know Switzerland's expensive. My top three is trying to save your money again. If you're traveling through Europe in a car, buy food in the country before coming in.
Yep.
Get as much as you can and cook it up in wherever you're staying.
Good one.
Hostels. Most places, might be a bit too old for hostels. Oh, I don't know about it. Switzerland has some of the nicest hostels. You can get a private room. They've got lots of amenities. And if you're bringing food in, they've got kitchens. So don't be afraid of staying in hostels. Barmer's Hostel in Interlaken. And there's three really good hostels up in Lauterbrunnen. So if you
Lauterbrunnen.
Same. But if you're going there, Lauterbrunnen is great for its walks, loads of waterfalls, hiking. So look at the hostels if you're going there. My tip number two is get lost in a small town. Just go driving. You can't go wrong. It is incredible. And you'll see little towns stop wherever you see them. Go for a swim in the lakes, places like Spate, Stein am Rhein, Grainers. Just get lost. And my last place I want to check out is Lausanne. It's not Lucerne. But this place is actually known as the best nightlife in Switzerland. And it's one thing that I've tried to go out in Switzerland. It's not great nightlife. But they rave about this place. It's the best nightlife. It's a place called Le Flon, and it's a warehouse district. And that place is meant to go off. That town also is home to the Olympic Museum. So the founder of the modern day Olympics was from there. And there's all these interactive exhibits. So it's a place I would like to go and visit.
Good call.
So they're my top three for Switzerland.
And look, if you didn't like any of those tips, I will say one thing. The flag, that's a big plus. Wowee, Rory. That is definitely our best episode yet. If you enjoy that episode, please subscribe to Don't Miss the Bus on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts from so you never miss an episode. And please follow us and like us on Facebook and on Instagram. And we're also on Patreon too. Please also don't forget to rate, review, and tell all of your friends so they can also jump on the magical school bus of the Don't Miss the Bus podcast. Happy travels!